Hello, friends. Grace to you. Welcome to another version of the Deeper Daily Podcast. I realize that we are continuing to get a little bit longer. I'm getting a little long-winded on the DDP. So for those whom this podcast was appealing to you because it was only 4.5 to 5 minutes long, I give my apologies. Hopefully you'll stay with us, and if 5 minutes is all you have, some of these you could just hit pause in the middle and listen to the rest of it again tomorrow. I'm not really trying to go long, but I have found a phenomenon has happened in the recording of the DDP. I was sharing this with my wife the other day. I said, it's funny how whenever I had a limit where I was trying to do 5-minute podcasts, there would be a lot of times I would be recording a podcast watching the clock, and I was watching the clock so I wouldn't go over. But I found that the more I watched the clock, the harder it got to actually fill the time. There would be podcasts where I was 2 minutes into a 5-minute podcast and I felt like I was done. And I would, you know, maybe at times just kind of reiterate the thought or go off on a little bit of a what I call a rabbit trail and then bring it back, just trying to fill that slot. And I said, it's amazing to me how I'm living out through this recording of the Deeper Daily Podcast the example of the law versus grace. Put a law of restriction on the podcast, and I was struggling. Now that I've lifted the law of restriction, and I don't really care how long we go, I go longer and longer and find myself going deeper and deeper with what is supposed to be the Deeper Daily Podcast. That was the whole point, was to go deeper. And it's like we've been freed by grace to just relax and take our time. And I find myself, oh man, loving every minute of it. So if you've learned anything in this little rant, may it be that find a way to inject grace into every area of your life. You don't have to limit the favor and the grace of God to Sunday go-to-meeting stuff, you know, like reading my Bible or pray. Pour the grace of God into your everyday existence and see what that brings you and where you are in your walk as you walk in grace. All right, Romans 5:9, much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. We've dealt with the saved from wrath for the last few days and what that means. I want to deal with how that verse begins. I know that's sort of an odd way to do this, but we're really being led into a reconciliation passage, which we've talked about the last few days as well. Much more than having now been justified by his blood. I see a connection to the first verse. And it helps as you study these things to continue to go back and forward, back and forward. Don't just read. We can tend to forget what we read 3, 4, 5, 6 verses earlier. For instance, we shall be saved from wrath at the end of verse 9 speaks back to 4:15. All the way back in the middle of the last chapter, the law brings wrath. So then Paul, don't divorce the idea of Romans 4:15 with the conclusion of Romans 5:9. You got to go back and pull those other verses. Really, honestly, our Bible study should look a lot more like this. Rather than reading the Bible verse by verse, we should probably do a method by which we read. And every time we end a chapter, we go back and read the chapter in front of it and then the chapter we just finished. Or at least for every 5 or 6 verses we read, we back up 10 and read them all again. Because I think what we would find is the flow of the writer. So in this instance, Romans 5:1, therefore having been justified by faith, we have peace with God. Romans 5:9, much more than having now been justified by his blood. It brings up the question, which one is it? Verse 1, justified by faith. Verse 9, justified by his blood. Are you justified by your faith or are you justified by his blood? Well, the easy answer would be both, right? That surely the disciple or the apostle's not arguing against himself. So perhaps being justified by faith is the same as being justified by blood. I would agree. Being justified by faith in what? The blood of Jesus. There's no possible way that just believing could justify me unless there was something I was believing in, or what some people have called the object of my faith. So the object of my faith is not I believe in myself, therefore I am justified. The object of my faith is I believe in the blood of Christ, that the blood of Christ represents something more than just somebody died. Although it literally represents somebody died. That was the whole point of the blood. Whenever Israel marked the blood of the Lamb on their doorposts and were delivered from the land of Egypt, the blood meant something has died. When the angel of death goes over the house, he looks for the blood. If he sees the blood, he passes over. Why? Because he's an angel of death. He's there to administer death. He ministers death. Paul would pick that theme up in 2 Corinthians 3, by the way. A ministry of death. The angel of death ministers death, but he can't minister death twice because you can't kill the same person two times. So when the angel of death goes to the house and sees the blood, what he sees is there's already been a death exacted here. So I pass over. This is where the Jews get the Passover feast. When Jesus goes to the cross, he goes to the cross on Passover week. Why? Because he's the ultimate lamb. His blood on the door of your heart is an exacted death. If God visits your heart having the blood of Jesus, then that signifies there's already been a death exacted here. Listen to Paul, the way Paul will say this in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14. For the love of Christ compels us, because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. So what Christ was doing was dying on behalf of all. And by all, I don't mean only Israel. When John says, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world, we're talking about all of it. All-encompassing. Sin existed outside of the law. That's what Paul would say, and he's going to say it coming up in the fifth chapter. Because law was, until the law, sin was in the world, but sin's not imputed when there is no law. So sin exists outside of the law. Christ was dying to exact a punishment. And that punishment now represented in the blood on the doorposts of Israel, so the angel of death can't exact it twice. When Paul says we're justified by faith in Romans 5:1, it's faith in what? We say faith in Jesus. But faith in Jesus that feeds the 5,000? Faith in Jesus that walks on the water? Faith in baby Jesus in the manger? Or does he mean Romans 5:9, but not much more now being justified by blood? Faith in the blood of Jesus. I want to take this to the next level tomorrow. Something the Lord put in my heart years ago, early days of my revelation in grace, the Lord dropped something in my heart in connection to Romans 5:1 and 5:9. And those of you who have read my first book, you probably know where we're going. But I want to share it with you tomorrow because I've never forgotten it, and it's been a very important part of my own faith walk. So we'll do that tomorrow, doing a much more than look at Romans 5:9, a much more than version of justification. And we'll see you tomorrow. I hope you have a great day. God bless.